This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. There is no doubt that 2020 has been challenging for everyone. We wanted to find out more about how the business community has been doing here in Southeast Missouri. And to do that, we spoke with John Maynor. He's president and CEO of the Cape Chamber and host of Let's Talk Business, heard Mondays during Morning Edition, right here on KRCU. On your recent Let's Talk Business, you talked about some interesting numbers from 2020, some good news mixed in with all the challenges. So let's talk about some of the good, some of the numbers first. And one of the things I want to ask you about was these PPP loans. A lot of money in the 8th Congressional District. What kind of impact did that have on our business community?
Millions. It was extremely important at the time that it came. Now, our financial institutions really stepped to the plate and helped, you know, with these loans, and a lot of them that were not working directly with SBA and different things, but they really stepped to the plate and we got information out. And these PPP loans really allowed some of our smaller businesses, for sure, to be able to weather the storm for a period of time, keep their people there, figure out ways to pivot, change the way they're doing things, and keep going. Because there for a while, you know, we had the stay-at-home order and right. some other things. And so it was unbelievably important at the time that it happened.
Is it fair to say that without that funding, some businesses may have had to close their doors?
Yes, because we have had people tell us that exact same thing, Dan. So without the ability to access those loans and that money, some of them probably would have had to close, for sure.
Impacts in industries, and we probably can't get too deep into this, but I would imagine a lot of folks have been challenged, but there have probably been other industries that have been able to weather it and maybe do a little better than maybe they would have thought. What are some examples of that?
Yeah, very good. Home improvement people, so both the larger big box stores that that sell those types of products, as well as paints and flooring finishes mm-hmm. and different things like that. A lot of those folks did really well because people were home and doing things. And then you have some industries that where they're just decimated. You have the people that work in the travel industry, people right. that work in the hospitality industry in terms of hotels,
right?
Anybody that operates a venue for large gatherings and different things like that. Those people were just unbelievably hit hard.
How important is it for our Southeast Missouri consumers to patronize some of our local folks? It's important right now, right?
Unbelievably important. And we've said that, rolled that out again in March and April with some new websites. And folks have responded, Dan. You know, the sales tax numbers in Cape County are up just a little bit. And most people thought it would have been the exact opposite with the number of people shopping online. So two things. The message to remind everybody how important it is to support our local businesses, but also the ability of so many of our local businesses to change the way they did normal business. So many restaurants, so many retail establishments, other folks. People that go into your homes to do extermination. Everybody had to change their normal business operations, and so many of them responded positively and figured out a way to do it.
Well, one of the things you've talked about on Let's Talk Business, you had an episode about emergency preparedness, emergency planning for your business. So I'm guessing a lot of our business folks probably had at least a template. It's like, let's enact it.
Yes, and I'm sure there were certain things from that they could use, and then there were other things that, nobody expected yeah. this kind of a thing.
Right.
But the ability to think, outside the box, laterally, however you want to define it, that's very important. And so many of our small business people figured out how to do that.
And I think it's probably going to be that once we come back to things are more normal, some of these new practices are going to stick around because they've turned out to be a good thing.
I believe so. There's a lot of people who have become very comfortable with order ahead, call ahead, pick up at the curb. And that doesn't matter whether you're talking about a restaurant or a electronics store. Lots of folks have figured out how to do that, and they like that. It's convenient. They pull up, they notify somebody yeah. they're there, somebody brings it out, sticks it in the back of their car, and they're on their way.
And I think maybe doing more meetings electronically rather than hopping in the car and spending gas to travel 2 hours, maybe you can do that over a Zoom meeting and leverage your resources.
Yes, I do think in-person meetings, when they're warranted and necessary, are still going to come back and still going to be important. But there is no doubt that there will be some change in those meetings, and people that realize there's some time savings there as well. So that, yeah, we'll forever change the number of meetings we attend in person, probably, but I hope we don't get rid of in-person meetings altogether.
No, but we've probably also learned that some meetings maybe really weren't as necessary as we thought, right?
Yeah, probably so.
We won't go into detail on what those might be.
That's right.
Okay, so let's talk about some development successes, and there's several that you talked about on your recent episode. Talk about some of those in our region.
Well, we were, again, very fortunate in that, that business didn't just completely quit. You know, we did have some announcements that we made during this calendar year. One of them, one of the biggest one, was the VA Health Services Clinic that announced that they'll be building, and they're substantially under construction and working on that. That came on the heels of last year's announcement of the psychiatric hospital partnership effort. So right. A couple of very positive things in the world of healthcare there. Another major one that we announced was Patriot Medical Devices. They saw an opportunity and moved a location here and started up here in Cape to do 3-ply medical grade masks. Mm. So they fashioned themselves to make sure that they would be relevant post pandemic.
Yeah.
So it's not just going to be while everybody needs a mask, but they're going to address an industry that certainly the medical care industry, construction industry, all those. And they've ramped up, have numerous machines now, and have done some good things. And we had some others, some projects on Broadway with some TIF projects. And we had Vizient that added some additional coding people early in the year. So really kind of all across the board with what's happened.
And that's adding jobs to our area, which is always needed, right?
Exactly. If we look at economic development, it's jobs. It's also investment. You know, the definition of economic development is new revenue to an area. So that can turn, that can come in terms of jobs. That can come in terms of investment into the area, and it can come in terms of higher wages. So those three things are really the way you get economic development.
And you mentioned there's more things in the pipeline, which you maybe can't go into what those are yet, but more things are going to be happening in 2021, right?
Yes. There are, again, because there are several industries that continue to do extremely well, we still have activity. And even in the world of retail, which has changed substantially, there are still some national retailers doing well that have bricks and mortar locations that are continuing to look at this area.
The last thing I want to talk about is transportation. You talk about the Transportation 2030. Tell us a little bit about what that looks like.
So the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry, I think it's probably 3 years ago or so now, released a really it's more of a strategic planning effort. They did an assessment on where the state of Missouri is, why we're not growing it the way we should, why we're not adding the jobs that we should, and came out with a 2030 leadership plan. It addressed several different areas. One of those was transportation and what the state of Missouri could do to enhance its hub status because of our location. You know, right. We're right in the middle of the country.
Right.
So they then followed up with the release of the Transportation 2030 plan, which was a more drilled down effort on what we could do as a state to make ourselves the hub, the center, and take advantage of the things that we have. And, of course, what excited us is one of the recommendations was they think that futuristic plans like the Transamerica Corridor should absolutely be looked at, should be pushed at a national level so that people understand that the highways of old are not going to be the highways of the future. We're going to have driverless trucks. We're going to have electric vehicles. We're going to have maybe corridors for something other than just that type of transportation. Maybe it's utilities. Maybe it's water, all those kinds of things. So we were excited to see that.
That's going to be a big, big effort there,
it
right?
It is. It is.
Wow. John Maynor is the president and CEO of the Cape Chamber. John, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.